The public and many politicians chose denial, putting ideology and lies above their grandchildren's future. I have kept my role to a minimum, showing in italics where I asked a question and otherwise letting my subjects speak for themselves, just as Studs did. For ease of reading, I have grouped chapters by topic, but this is somewhat arbitrary, as most regions suffer from more than one effect of global warming. Unless otherwise noted, I used a satellite telephone. Lexington, Kentucky, December 31st, 2084. The Climate Scientist. Today I talk with Robert Madsen III, who, like his father and grandfather before him, is a climate scientist. Dr. Madsen, I have come to you with a question that people in the second half of this century are compelled to ask. Those of us alive today are haunted by the question of why, back in the first few decades of this century, before time had run out, people did not act to at least slow global warming. Was it because there was not enough evidence? Because scientists could not agree? Because there was some better theory to explain the warming that was obviously going on, or something else? Surely our grandparents' generation had a good reason for letting this happen to us. What was it?
Well, I can tell you that this will not be the longest chapter in your book, because the answer is short and simple. They did not have a good reason. Even at the turn of the century, the evidence for man-made global warming was overwhelming, and it only grew stronger until it became undeniable to any rational person. That is, anyone who used reason as their guide. A friend who had trained as a lawyer once asked me whether global warming had been supported by a preponderance of evidence, or beyond reasonable doubt, the higher standard in a criminal case. I answered that global warming had been beyond reasonable doubt, as certain as any scientific theory can be. If you were to go back to the 2010s and judge the collective opinion of scientists on the basis of what they published in peer-reviewed journals, you would find that by 2020, they were in 100% agreement that humans were the cause of global warming. That's not just a round number I plucked out of the air, but the result of a review of nearly 20,000 peer-reviewed articles from that period. Hard as it is to conceive, the global warming deniers had no scientific theory of their own to explain the evidence. It would be one thing if people in the 10s and 20s had allowed our world to be destroyed because they bet on the wrong theory. But there was no alternative theory. Temperatures rose. Wildfires grew worse every year on every continent. Sea level went higher and higher. Storms got worse, and on and on. Those who denied that humans were responsible had no curiosity about what was causing this extreme weather, but they had decided what was not: fossil fuels.
All right, that is short and simple. But even deniers without a theory had to have some alternative way to explain the data that convinced scientists. How did they attempt that?
For a while, they said that global warming was a hoax, that conspiring scientists had faked the data. Those who deny science always get to the point of claiming conspiracy eventually, for the only other choice is to admit that scientists are right.
If you had been around in those days, how would you have responded to those who claimed that man-made global warming was a conspiracy?
Well, I would have urged people to ask themselves a few simple questions. How was the conspiracy organized? Those 20,000 articles would have had roughly 60,000 authors from countries all over the world. How could the hoaxers have kept everything straight? They would have had to use email. But back in the first decade, someone stole and published a trove of emails from prominent climate scientists. Almost 1 million words, as I recall. Not one word in those emails ever gave any hint of a conspiracy. Why then did no conspirator ever get caught, write a tell-all memoir, or make a deathbed confession? And why would they have conspired in the first place? In America, the denier's answer was, because they were liberals. But more than half the scientific papers were coming from other countries, where that label did not apply. But, of course, by the 2010s, the deniers did not ask themselves these sort of questions. To them, that global warming was false was so obvious that the reason scientists